Similar things happened with beriberi. I won't get into all the details. Beriberi is a thiamine deficiency. This is also a B-class vitamin. There was a major search on from the late 1800s forward to find the germ that causes beriberi. It was occurring largely among the colonial Dutch in the Dutch East Indies, in Indonesia, who were eating polished rice diets. Polished rice removes the husks. It's no longer the brown rice. That means the thiamine is gone. And so in eating the nice refined white rice, or in some cases like in France when we saw beriberi outbreaks, it was white bread. These days, all those vitamins are put back in. But those days, they didn't know about the vitamins. So the Dutch got to eat the polished rice. The natives had to eat the crude brown rice. But the natives never got beriberi. Only the Dutch colonials got beriberi. That should have been a clue. If anything, the disease should have spread to the natives if it were infectious. Nevertheless, the Dutch government and all other European governments in the United States all assumed and continue to assume that beriberi was caused by germs. They isolated one bacterium after another, fungi, even a virus at one point, just when viruses were first being discovered. One Dr. Christian Eichmann from Holland went down to the Dutch East Indies to experiment, specifically to try to find the germ. He was trained as a microbiologist. His training was in finding germs, and he was looking for germs that caused beriberi. And through an accident, he noticed that there was an accidental observation when the polished rice was fed to the chickens, and all of a sudden they developed beriberi, and then he realized what was going on. He actually did experiments, careful, clear, solid scientific experiments, proving prisoners in Dutch prisons and people in hospitals, everyone could be cured of beriberi by feeding them brown rice instead of polished rice and certain other foods. Nevertheless, he was ordered in by his superiors, who ordered him to suppress his results. And in fact, he did, in order to keep his career going. His papers were not, that was in the 1900s, 1910s. His papers were not rediscovered until 20 or 30 years later when thiamine was finally isolated and crystallized. Once again, people have been treated with all kinds of toxic drugs and quarantined and so forth to try to prevent the spread of deadly beriberi. So, we're dealing with a continuing obsession that these microbes hunters have with blaming diseases on germs, and with using very faulty reasoning in order to establish this.